USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands of Americans without power in the Northeast and New England after a very powerful winter storm dumped heavy snow all along the coast. In particular, 19 million residents from New York to Maine were under winter weather alerts and other advisories, and mass power outages are still being reported, especially along the Massachusetts coast. In the event you didn't know how former President Donald Trump feels about the current Democratic leadership, he made it clear at a rally in Texas last night.
We're done with having them control our lives, mess with our children, and close our businesses. We're moving on from COVID. Whether they like it or not, we're moving on.
Trump also predicting that Republicans will retake the White House next time around, though he stopped short of saying for sure that he's going to be running. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Musician Neil Young seems to have started something, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Joni Mitchell said Friday she would remove her music from Spotify in protest after recent controversy between Neil Young and the music streaming giant over podcaster Joe Rogan's COVID-19 misinformation. Mitchell, whose music garners 3.7 million monthly listeners on the platform, released a message. She's the first major artist to follow Young in leaving Spotify. Spotify announced on Wednesday that it would remove the entire catalog of Neil Young, who has twice been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Niles Lofgren, the guitarist from Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band, has also pulled his music from Spotify.
A member of the Manson family being denied parole, 74-year-old Robert Beausoleil, was turned down Friday. He was convicted of a July 1969 murder, and this is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
9 people are dead and 6 other people seriously injured after a driver ran a red light, slamming into several vehicles in North Las Vegas. Police say the deadly crash happened at about 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon. The driver of that speeding car and his passenger among those killed. A police spokesman called it a mass casualty collision like Las Vegas has never seen, and the ages of those who died ranged from children to middle-aged adults. Rafael Nadal is making more history as the tennis legend has defeated Daniil Medvedev in an epic 5-set match to win the Australian Open. The win is the 21st Grand Slam title for Nadal. And in Los Angeles, the home of the late Alex Trebek is on sale for $7 million. The longtime Jeopardy host bought that property in Studio City in 1991 for about $2 million. The compound, as they call it, features a Mediterranean-style mansion at its center, along with grassy lawns, lush gardens, and oak trees. It's also got a number of very fine bathrooms, as well as a library and a movie theater. It's about a half-hour drive from Sony Pictures Studios, where, of course, Jeopardy is taped. Trebek's daughter Emily is handling the sale. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.